let's drop it.
Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Israel retaliates. I'm Sherry Preston. A senior U.S. official tells ABC News early this morning Israel launched a retaliatory strike against Iran. Israeli officials have not taken credit for the explosions over a military base that is near a nuclear site in the central city of Isfahan. Neither the Israeli government nor the IDF are commenting. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
What is crucial at this moment is that the Iranian state media, the mouthpiece of the regime in Tehran, is playing this down. They're saying that nuclear facilities in that area are completely untouched. They're showing scenes of normalcy in the city of Isfahan this morning. And the other crucial point is that the Israeli government are just not owning this strike whatsoever.
This is former Pentagon official Mick Mulroy.
Diplomacy always has to be what leads here. Obviously, we're already in a shooting war, which means diplomacy has failed. But that doesn't mean you give up on it.
This is ABC News. Authorities in Ohio have released body cam video of the aftermath and the fatal shooting of an Uber driver who investigators believe was the victim of a scam. Here's ABC's Alex Perez.
81-year-old William Brock, seen moments after he shot 61-year-old Lolitha Hall, telling Clark County deputies he had received a call from someone demanding $12,000 for bail money for a relative of his. It was a scam.
This guy trying to say he had a nephew in jail.
Authorities believe the same scammers targeted the Uber driver through the app, hiring her to pick up a package from Brock's home without telling her what they told him. The homeowner prevents her from leaving, shooting her three times, then calling 911.
Big drop in existing home sales, down more than 4% in March compared to February, biggest decline since 2022. One reason may be mortgage rates, which have surged over 7% for the first time this year. That is the highest level since 2023. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers wants the state Supreme Court to rule which branch of government decides how to spend state money. The governor sued after the Joint Finance Committee blocked several conservation projects his Department of Natural Resources approved. If Evers wins, it could upend Wisconsin's separation of powers. Justices heard arguments yesterday. Wisconsin's Attorney General says crime victims have more rights than ever. Josh Call points to sexual assault survivors in Wisconsin in particular.
Survivors are now empowered to find out what's happening with their sexual assault kit, where it is in the process, as that kit moves through the process.
But he says Wisconsin has lost two-thirds of the money it used to get for crime victims from Washington. Call spoke to the Wisconsin Crime Victims Rights Conference yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Another Badger leaving Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, just hours after we told you that guard AJ Storr was leaving Wisconsin to play for Kansas, another Badgers basketball player has entered the transfer portal. It's guard Chucky Hepburn. That's two starters in 2 days, leaving coach Greg Gard's program. Marquette introduced their new women's head basketball coach. Kara Consuegra is a former Marquette assistant.
You know, coaching is my dream. It's something I've always wanted to do, but ultimately for me, it is a vehicle to help me help young people grow, learn, and prepare them for life.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers Sunday night, game one of their playoff series. No new updates on Giannis or Damian Lillard.
I hate to tell you this. I didn't even ask today. I didn't ask about Dame today. Troy comes in and tells me who's practicing. And I said, we can talk about that later. I need to get to the practice plan.
That's head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A few flurries or light snow showers today. Otherwise, highs around 40 degrees and west winds gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy, a low in the mid-20s, partly sunny and highs near 45 on your Saturday. For Sunday, sunshine and highs back to the upper 50s. Right now, it's 32.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Great.
Turn it up.
98Q Country. 98Q Country.
Bringing out the freedom in your eyes. I was too busy watching you going wild, child, to be worried about going to jail. 90s classics. 98 Q Country.
It'll get me gone. Hold on. We both know that road that we'll
Mr. Chris Young there. That's called Saturday Night at 98Q Country. All right, a Friday. We roll into the weekend here, and we're going to see a couple of cool days here today, tomorrow. Goodness gracious, 38 is all we're going to see for a high temp today. 44 then for tomorrow. Should get close to 60 for Sunday and Monday. That wind going to be moving around today, too. That wind will be west at about 15 to 30 today. So a cold day here in the Northwoods. As we got a little bit wimpified there with some of that warmer weather. So toughen up here, put that coat on, and maybe even a hat if you need to. And we'll delve into probably, you know, some spring-like temperatures next week. We're still going to be on a roller coaster with temperatures varying from 50 to mid-60s, it looks like, for highs for next week. We have Brewer baseball coming up tonight, tomorrow, Sunday. Bucks will play Sunday night in their first playoff game without Giannis, it looks like. So we'll see how all that goes. We'll get some birthdays to you a little bit later on. Give away that cake at 8:30. We'll probably do a shopping show here at some point. We're going to check with our 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens. He follows the Bucks and Packers and Brewers and all that stuff. And he's going to join us a little bit early this week. Usually we have him on at 9, but he will join us before the 8 o'clock news at 8 o'clock here this morning. So stay tuned then. If you like Wisconsin sports, he's there. He's in the locker room. He does all that stuff. So he'll join us coming up live at 8 this morning here on 98Q, twice an hour news and sports, ABC, with our updates.
This is a special report from ABC News. Israel retaliates. I'm Sherry Preston. A senior U.S. official tells ABC News early this morning Israel launched a retaliatory strike against Iran. Israeli officials have not taken credit for the explosions over a military base that is near a nuclear site in the central city of Isfahan. Neither the Israeli government nor the IDF are commenting. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
What is crucial at this moment is that the Iranian state media, the mouthpiece of the regime in Tehran, is playing this down. They're saying that nuclear facilities in that area are completely untouched. They're showing scenes of normalcy in the city of Isfahan this morning. And the other crucial point is that the Israeli government are just not owning this strike whatsoever.
This is former Pentagon official Mick Mulroy.
Diplomacy always has to be what leads here. Obviously, we're already in a shooting war, which means diplomacy has failed. But that doesn't mean you give up on it.
This is ABC News.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin leads the first Marquette University Law School poll since Republican Eric Hovde entered the race. The Democratic incumbent leads among registered voters 52% to 47%, while the race is tied among likely voters. Baldwin's favorability is 47%. Hovde's favorability is just 19%. A new study links long-term exposure to air pollution to an increased risk of dementia. Dr. Alan Cronenberger Andandre is a neurologist. He says the results beg for more research.
We see that there is really evidence linking air pollution to cognitive decline and dementia risk.
120,000 people in Wisconsin live with Alzheimer's disease. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
On Saturday, April 20th, the Phillips Moose Lodge will be hosting bingo at the Burgers Bar and Grill at 6 p.m. Current progressive jackpot is around $1,400, and the proceeds will be used to support area and community projects and events. Once again, this will be Saturday, April 20th at 6 p.m. at the Burgers Bar and Grill, 784 North Lake Avenue in Phillips, Wisconsin. For more information, visit facebook.com/moose2661.
In St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open up a three-game series against the Cardinals in St. Louis. Manager Pat Murphy is short on healthy pitchers, but likes what he saw from right-hander Bryce Wilson on Wednesday.
Bryce gave us what we needed. I mean, Bryce was sensational, and we had talked, we sat in the office and talked about this day coming, and Bryce was just, he was spot on. To give us that start out of the gate.
NFL, the draft less than a week away. The Packers signing a veteran offensive tackle, 6'5" Andre Dillard, a first-round pick for the Eagles in 2019. Last year, he had 10 starts with Tennessee. College basketball, Badgers guard Chucky Hepburn entering the transfer portal just a day after A.J. Storr left Wisconsin for Kansas. The Bucks play the Pacers Sunday night in game one of their best of seven playoff series. Tip-off time, 6 o'clock. I talked to Chris Middleton after practice.
It was great. Got after it. Working ourselves today. We're a little bit Indiana, but I thought it was great. Great to trying to figure out how to execute better and just be a better team overall.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WeatherShield Windows and Doors is hiring in Park Falls. General production jobs starting at $18 to $21.25. Skilled and leader jobs, $19.25 to $25 per hour. And WeatherShield also offers a full benefit package, including paid vacation, holidays, and a 401k match. Those referred are eligible for a $1,500 bonus. Apply online today at careers@weathershield.com. That's careers@weathershield.com. Or call 715-762-3834 and press 3. WeatherShield Manufacturing is an equal opportunity employer.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their health care premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hey, hey, hey! Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located at Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times rule.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale, April 19th through the 22nd, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tessinor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text REMP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text REP to 321-321. That's REP to 321-321.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A few flurries or light snow showers today. Otherwise, highs around 40 degrees and west winds gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy, a low in the mid-20s, partly sunny and highs near 45 on your Saturday. For Sunday, sunshine and highs back to the upper 50s. It's 30 at our studios.
Perfect. It's the music. It's the contest.
Oh my God, this is so awesome.
It's listeners just like you that make this radio station great.
Thanks.
98Q Country.
I can see you by the bars.
skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow.
Sometimes some girls make it easy on
Jason Rogers at 98Q Country. No track meet today, by the way, for Shawamigan. They were supposed to be down in Spencer, and I think some other area teams were also, but due to the cold weather today, temperatures going to struggle to get to 40 and windy. They've canceled that track meet for today, so no Shawamigan track for you today. We've got some bingo going on tomorrow at Burger's Bar and Grill. The Phillips Moose doing that tomorrow night at 6. You may want to go on down there. I think the progressive jackpot's over $1,400. And even if you don't win, you know that all the stuff you gave goes back into the community because the Phillips Moose Lodge, that's what they do. They give it all back to our communities. So that's tomorrow night in Phillips. It'll be a cool day again tomorrow, so you may want to make plans to be indoors. We give you a little fishing info on the morning show right around this time. Gray gives you a little update courtesy of Kurtz Island Sports Shop.
It's time for the Kurtz Island Sports Shop Weekly Fishing Report, brought to you by Kurtz Island Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua. Walleye is still open below the dam south of Tomahawk. Anglers are producing with large fatheads on jigs, though crankbaits and plastics have also worked. Catch and release largemouth bass action in shallow water is starting to pick up in depths as low as 2 feet. While reports have been few, minnows have clearly been the key. Some nice perch have been caught by those seeking walleyes in local rivers. Try small jigs tipped with leaf worms. Crappie are starting to enter the shallows for pre-spawn feeding. Jigs tipped with wax worms or halved leaf worms provide the best chances. All in all, the warm temperature over the past weekend should improve the bite in the shallows for all anglers and species. Good luck and good fishing. This has been this week's Kurtz Island Fishing Report, brought to you by Kurtz Island Sports Shop of Minocqua. Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
April showers bring spring deals at Fraser's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin, where history echoes through antique hardwood floors and rugged steel ceilings.
Fire up the grill with Two River Ribeye Steaks, bone in for just $7.49 a pound. Get hickory smoked thick cut bacon 24-ounce pack for just $6.49. Plus sliced pepperoni and 8-ounce packs of salami for $2.49 each. Buy three and get one free. Wash it all down with 12 packs of honey Weiss for just $4.99. Complimentary 6-pack pudding packs while they last, just for stopping in during the month of April.
Discover all this and more at Fraser's Mercantile, home of unbeatable deals, located on Highway 8 in Catawba, Wisconsin.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop into the Park Falls Sammy Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. With a menu filled with too many delicious choices to mention, including Mexican dishes like chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. Or stop in, sit at table 19, and try my favorite, the Triple BLT. Now serving raspberry and peach iced teas, plus iced coffees and caramel, mocha, and vanilla flavors. The Park Falls Sammy Restaurant has something on the menu to satisfy any appetite. Open 7 a.m. every day of the week, honoring veterans with a 10% discount.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip July 11th to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us WCQM at civicmedia.us.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it. When you roll the Charmin up just off on the potty, nice. This is muscle. and more absorbent so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A few flurries or light snow showers today. Otherwise, highs around 40 degrees and west winds gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy, a low in the mid-20s, partly sunny and highs near 45 on your Saturday. For Sunday, sunshine and highs back to the upper 50s. It's 30 at our studios.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but.
98Q Country.
Murphy there in 98Q Country. Everything going to be all right. Well, except for the Bucks without Giannis, but we won't go there. We'll get you some news and sports in just a little bit. We got Brewers for you tonight, tomorrow. Tomorrow's an afternoon tilt, and then Sunday afternoon, Bucks Sunday nights. So we'll have all that for you right here. We'll jump back into some local coverage again next week. Cold day today, 38 for the high, and that wind going to be blowing around out of the west at about 15 to 30 today. It's sunny and not too bad out there this morning, but it's just not going to warm up. Let's get some words of wisdom to get you moving here. Focus on the family this morning, brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
You and I have never met, but I already believe one thing about you is true. You're capable of more than you think. I also believe this. You won't discover how strong you are until you're tested. Take 7-year-old Chase Pouse, for example. On a weekend boating trip with his dad, he and his 4-year-old sister, Abigail, jumped overboard for a swim. Dad had anchored offshore at a slow point in the river, but the current was stronger than anyone realized. Abigail was swept away. Then Chase let go of the boat to grab her, and then Dad jumped in to save them. Dad and Abigail were immediately carried downriver. Chase fought the current for a full hour before finally making it to shore. Then he ran to the nearest home, a mile away, for help. Rescue teams found Dad and Abigail scared, but alive a few hours later and more than a mile from the boat. There was a hero hiding inside of Chase, and when he came up against some unexpected challenges, he fought through them. Chase was capable of more than he knew, and I promise so are you. I've had plenty to overcome myself. My mom died when I was 9. My stepdad abandoned me and my siblings within hours of her funeral. I was a teenager when my biological father died, and I was in foster care for a time. So believe me when I say, if your struggles seem too big to overcome, don't give up hope. You're capable of more than you know. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A few flurries or light snow showers today. Otherwise, highs around 40 degrees and west winds gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy, a low in the mid-20s, partly sunny and highs near 45 on your Saturday. For Sunday, sunshine and highs back to the upper 50s. It's 30 at our studios.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Together, same little crowd, little bar, little town, round this old dance floor. My boys are laughing, tap me on the shoulder, making a motion like a jogging any closer. They wanna know.
There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? We make it true. Shoot them down, tell them all the crazy.